News.
And now here's Alec with some more news.
Mark Pollock has become the first blind person in the world to reach the South Pole. Mark, 29, lost his sight at the age of 22 and has been involved in a series of challenging adventures, culminating in the Amundsen Omega 3 South Pole race with two sighted teammates. Mark said the cold was indescribable, as it had dipped to minus 48 degrees at some points, making it impossible to eat, sleep or even drink water. Sky Television is increasing the number of programmes with audio description. It's become the first British broadcaster to agree to provide audio description for 20% of programmes on all its channels, except Sky Sports. This will cover Sky's most popular shows, such as The Simpsons and 24, and more premiere films on Sky Movies. RIB is lobbying the government to increase the audio description target for all British broadcasters to 20%. If you want to support the campaign, get in touch with the campaign's team. Entries are invited for the Blind Gardener of the Year 2009 competition, which will focus on healthy eating and growing your own food. And if you need some inspiration, a free Get Gardening CD with tips, ideas and stories from other gardeners with sight loss is available. For details of the competition or to get a CD, call gardening charity Thrive on 0118 988-5688 or email info@thrive.org.uk. New research suggests 90% of people can't identify the key symptoms of age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. The survey questioned more than 1,000 people over the age of 50. A new campaign with the slogan "Don't turn a blind eye to AMD" will aim to raise awareness of the key symptoms such as blurred vision, distortion of straight lines and blind spots, and encourage regular eye tests. The campaign is funded by Novartis Pharmaceuticals UK and supported by RIB. Guide Dogs is inviting nominations for its Guide Dog of the Year 2009 competition. The winners will be announced at a ceremony at the Kennel Club in London in the autumn. The deadline for nominations is the 24th of June 2009 and contact details are given at the end of the programme. Scotland's first internet cafe for blind and partially sighted people, providing computers with accessible software, will open in Glasgow later this year. The move comes as part of a £426,000 initiative to establish a new training centre, funded by a Big Lottery Fund award to RNIB Scotland. The new centre will aim to help 35 people a year to get jobs and 45 to retain their jobs following diagnosis of sight loss. With voting due to take place in European elections on the 4th of June, now's the time to find out how your MEP plans to help blind and partially sighted people. The European Parliament plays a key role in shaping people's rights. Laws here in Britain often derive from the European Union or EU. Over the past few years, new legislation on labelling of pharmaceutical products with Braille has come from Europe. The requirement that assistance be provided to air travellers who are disabled also started with EU legislation. RNIB is campaigning hard to make sure that EU legislation takes into account the needs of blind and partially sighted people. Contact the campaigns team for more information or if you'd like advice on contacting your MEP. The European Blind Union is coordinating an essay competition with a top prize of $2,000. The Onkyo International Braille Essay has the theme "Braille Literacy Changes My Way of Life." Entries should be no longer than 1,000 words. The deadline is the 30th of April, and if you'd like to enter, you'll find contact details at the end of the programme.